Icky News, I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump's announced Stephen Chung to be his White House Communications Director and Caroline Leavitt as Press Secretary. Meantime, Sagar Magane reports Speaker Mike Johnson says the House Ethics Committee should not release its report into former Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's been nominated to be Attorney General.
The panel's been investigating Gaetz for years over allegations of sexual misconduct and drug use. Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats like Richard Blumenthal are urging the panel to share its information before Gaetz's confirmation process.
These claims involve violations of federal law for the individual who would be enforcing federal law.
But Johnson says issuing a report would set a terrible precedent, and he'll strongly request the panel not do it. It's a stark departure from Johnson's stance just 2 days ago.
The Speaker of the House is not involved in that, can't be involved in that.
Gaetz resigned from Congress immediately after being nominated, meaning the panel technically has no jurisdiction over him. It's unclear if its members will vote to release the report anyway. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal judge in Texas has blocked a new Biden administration rule that would have expanded access to overtime pay to millions more salaried workers.
It would have allowed those making less than $43,000 a year overtime pay if they worked more than 40 hours a week. The court action brings the old threshold of $35,000 set under the first Trump administration back into effect. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Americans stepped up their spending last month. Retail sales rose 0.4% from September to October. On Wall Street, stocks finished the week lower as the Trump bump fizzled. The Dow dropped 305 points on the day, or 0.7%. The S&P sank 1.3% and the Nasdaq 2.2%. All three had losing weeks. Moderna and other vaccine makers helped drag the market lower. This is AP News. Walter Ratliff on a church abuse scandal.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, the head of the Church of England and spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, resigned this week. An investigation found that Welby failed to tell police about serial physical and sexual abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps as soon as he became aware of it.
The abuse itself was physical. It was caning.
Andrew Morse is a survivor of the alleged abuse.
I've struggled with PTSD. And mental health problems, particularly in later life. There was a period when I felt that I was free of the abuse and free of John Smythe, but the thoughts returned.
Pressure against Welby had been building over the Archbishop's refusal to accept responsibility for his failure to report the abuse in 2013. That kindled anger about a lack of accountability at the church's highest levels. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.